Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. Grain futures here for you. What an action-packed week we have had, and it continues just to kind of blow our minds every day on what new news is coming out and how the markets are reacting. So everybody saw that in the feeder market, we were limit down, expanded limits too. Now today, a little bit of a reversal. We actually explored limit up, and I didn't see that coming. We have news that the Mexican minister had said today, Wednesday, that there is no date on when they're going to open the border as both countries continue to battle the Mexican screwworm pandemic that's going on, I guess if you want to call it that, down there in Mexico. So market kind of adjusting to that after they had thought, well, the markets or the border's going to be wide open. We're going to start bringing cattle back across. Not so much the case here today, but however, still the market full of fear, a little bit of brakes put on yet, but a lot of buying compared to what we would normally see. And over in the grain sector, China, big story there, purchasing soybeans, making a good faith purchase, let's call it that. It's relatively small in amount, it's 180,000 metric tons. Now, normally, by this time in other years, we have exported about 6.5 million metric tons to them by now. So it's quite a bit less, and their trade talks, they're proposed to bring in 30 to 50 million metric tons over the next 3 years. Now, to put that in perspective, we used to do 30 million metric tons per year. But considering we don't have anything in the works for any exports to them, this is kind of a good starting spot for now. The basis improvement that I've been hearing around North Dakota on this news is pretty nice. I'm hearing 40 cent improvement. Looks like that's some optimism. Guys can get some good sales put in here. Kansas December wheat up 2.5 cents right now, 5.22. March down 3/4, 5.37. Chicago December unchanged at 5.30 1/4. March down 1 at 5.46. Minneapolis December wheat up 1.5 cents, 5.63. March up 1 penny at 5.82 3/4. And to corn, December up 2.5 cents, 4.34 1/4. March up 1 at 4.46. And to soybeans, we got the Novembers up 6.5 cents. First notice day is tomorrow, trading at 10.82. Jan's up 3.5 cents at 10.97. A little buy the rumor, sell the fact on the Chinese trade deal there, as we were quite a bit lower here this morning once the announcement was made that China was buying beans. But now it looks like we are getting a little follow through on the news that it's happening, and there could be some more over the next 3 years. Now, December bean oil, we are unchanged on the day, 5018 meal up $4.60, 311.10. January canola up $1.50 at 640.30.
If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us 701-222-0221.
Now into cattle. Box beef numbers were higher today. We had up, $2.40 up on choice, and select was stronger by $1.28. Now the feeder cattle index losing a little again, as expected, down $3.65. Takes the index to 356.60. October lives up $3.05, 231.05. December's up 4.35, 231.27. And into the feeders, October spot month up 362. Now these expire here tomorrow. They're going to try to line up with the index, 347.87. So they need to converge. And November feeders up $9 right now, 342.25. Jans up 982. They were up the 1375 limit, 334.62. And lean hogs December up 22 cents, 80.87. Over into crude oil, we got December up 50 cents a barrel, 50.67. Dollar index up 8 cents right now, 98.60. The stock market's up a little bit here on that. The Fed's going to meet here and talk about that rate decrease. We got the S&P at 6,933. Gold higher today at $40 an ounce, 4,007. And silver up 73 cents, 47.87. And lastly, Bitcoin down $1,200 right now, 111,000. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.